a lot of warmth in here as we welcome Lindsay Carr. He always brings the warmth and the harmonious feel to the radio station every Friday, don't you? Lindsay, good morning.
I certainly do, Mark. Well, I think I do. Thank you, yes.
You give it a red hot go. That's the main thing.
Yes.
And look, you have brought lots of great things. If you're thinking, look, you know, my weekend's looking a bit boring, a bit bland, I've got some space to fill it up with some activities. The Vicar of Dibley is a good place to start.
My word, at the Dapper Theatre in Hamilton, it's a stage adaptation of the popular British TV series about the fun-loving female priest being assigned to a staid village community and trying to win over the eccentric inhabitants. And bookings are recommended for this because the seats are filling up. The Vicar of Dibley, it opens tonight at the Dapper Theatre in Hamilton.
Very good. And we're going back in time to 1917. You remember it well, Lindsay.
You said you wouldn't say this, but never mind.
Too late.
That's right, yes. Tomorrow night at the Hamilton Wesley Centre in Beaumont Street, it's a presentation by the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club, and it's a documentary-style concert called 1917 Strike. And it marks the centenary of Australia's infamous general strike, in which more than 100,000 railway workers struck for better working conditions. And it's a concert with music and narration, and it features, among others, the Newcastle People's Chorus, which is a union ensemble which emphasises social justice. So a concert with bite tomorrow night at the Hamilton Wesley Centre.
And a lot of sport happening this weekend. Of course, Sports Fest is a part of that too.
Certainly, at National Park, Newcastle West, it's an all-ages sporting challenge for those seeking a new sport or wanting to perfect a favoured sport. Lots of sporting challenges, including boxing, rowing and hockey. And you also get fitness classes, some yoga, and stalls selling healthy foods, naturally, being a sporting challenge. And at the end of the day, to help loosen those sore muscles, there'll be a bit of Zumba, which might come in handy.
I think you'd be a bit of a Zumba guy, wouldn't you, Lindsay?
You reckon?
I think so. I think we'd get you into some Zumba classes.
Yeah. What happens with Zumba? What do you do?
Oh, it's a very high energy, high impact sort of dance aerobics type of workout.
Oh, do you reckon that's me?
I think it is.
You think so?
I think you could run a Zumba class. No?
Okay. Well, I'll see how I go.
maybe the racecourse markets are more your thing then.
Yeah, well, this is a new weekly market, and it has its grand opening on Sunday at the Newcastle Jockey Club at Broadmeadow. It's the Newcastle Racecourse Market, gourmet foods, Hunter Valley produce, arts and crafts, and you can shop under a huge all-weather undercover area. So that's opening this Sunday.
Sounds pretty good. And finally, being spring, the Spring Fair is on at the gardens.
Yes, the Hunter Region Botanic Gardens at Heather Bray. Annual fundraiser to help maintain the gardens. And you get, you're smiling already. You know what's coming up?
No, I don't.
You do. Barbecue, Devonshire teas, sales of books and plants. And there'll be a talk on bees by the Hunter Valley beekeepers. And you also get samples of honey. Oh, well, I'm quite excited about this. I'm actually almost breaking out in hives already.
Oh, dear. I'm not sure if the jokes are getting better or worse, but there was a bit of humour in that one. All righty, Lindsay, thank you so much, as always, bringing the activities for us for the weekend. Of course, if you'd like to find out a little bit more in great depth, check out Lindsay's Arts News page at the 2NURFM website and some other great events there, Lindsay.
Thank you, Mark.
All righty, we'll catch you next week. It's 2NURFM 103.7.